Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the fantasy football hustler, back at you with another IDP for you IDP savants. I will be your biggest fantasy resource this year, especially for IDP. So hit that subscribe button. We're going to be breaking down your free agent linebackers, your free agent defensive linemen, and your free agent defensive backs. Going to be giving you a handful of guys at each position. I really try to put guys on the map who are rostered in a very, very low percentage of redraft leagues, and I get the info off of Yahoo, the percentage-wise. If you have questions, throw them in the YouTube comments or go to 420crew.com and join the community where you can ask questions as well, because you guys might be playing in a more shallow IDP league with better options than I'm going to mention today. But here we go. We are kicking off the linebackers first. First guy on my list here, Mr. Troy Anderson. And dude, top scoring IDP player this week, just killing it. 42 total points, just an insane amount of tackles. Dude had 10 solos and 6 assisted tackles, had an INT, went back for a touchdown. Like, dude, killed it. He's only 3% rostered in Yahoo leagues. I know if you guys are in deeper leagues and you follow this channel, Troy Anderson's not available because you guys are already on him. For everybody else who this may be your first time here, Troy Anderson.
Pick him up!
He's hurt right now. We got to monitor his injury reports this week, but make sure that you come back and subscribe. I go live every single day talking about this kind of stuff. Next guy, Jordan Brooks. Is he back? I think so, man. Look at this. He's only had single digits in one game, week 2 and 3, 13 points in each of those. And then on Monday Night Football versus a heavy run Tennessee, shitload of tackles, 9 solo, 4 assisted. He had a sack as well. Got those points up to 36 points, man. He killed it. So Jordan Brooks, if he's available,
pick him up.
Says he's only rostered on 9%. Of Yahoo League, so maybe more shallow leagues, you'll be able to go grab him. That David Long did not play this week, and if David Long misses any more time, Jordan Brooks is going to get that uptick. Kyle Van Noy. If you play on any platform except for Sleeper, you can only play him as a linebacker. I've only told you to pick this guy up for 3 weeks in a row. I just got to mention it again. Pick him up.
Pick him up.
Dude, the last 3 weeks, 27 points, 25 points, 26 points. Like, what else do you need? He's like averaging 2 sacks a game over the last 3 weeks. Come on. And he had a forced fumble. this week. Going up against Joe Burrow is going to be a big time divisional matchup. Kyle Van Noy, I'm going to keep telling you every week until I see that percentage rise on Yahoo. So pick him up.
Pick him up.
I won't spend too much time on Quay Walker because he's 18% rostered on Yahoo leagues. But if he's available, if you're in more shallow league,
pick him up.
He's had 20 points in 2 out of the 4 games. And the other 2 games, he had 12 and 13 points. The floor is very high. He's had no less than 6 total tackles in each game. So pick him up.
Pick him up.
Here's another guy that I've been telling you to pick up every single week since Matt Milano went down, Dorian Williams. He's had no less than 17 points in every single game this year, double-digit tackles in 3 out of the 4 games this year, and 23 points in week 4. He's killing it.
Pick him up!
Another guy that you've heard me mention before is Mr. Blake Cashman.
Great cash, homie.
Oh, yeah. He's had 2 games where he's gotten over 24 points. And then he's had 1 single-digit game, the game against Houston. Maybe people panic a little bit against him, but Houston didn't run all that much when they played the Vikings. Green Bay did. He got 11 total tackles and 24 total points. Blake Cashman, only rostered in 5% of Yahoo leagues. If you need to get some cash on your team.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Great cash, homie.
Go pick up the cash, man. Here's another guy that I've told you to pick up, and this was when Terrell Bernard went out, and he's probably only going to be relevant until Terrell Bernard comes back, but Baylen Spector, 2 games, over 19 points out of his 3 games that he's been the starter. What more do you need from a guy who has 20-point potential on a week-to-week basis? Because teams are going to be running on the Bills a shitload. They try to keep the ball away from Josh Allen. And he racks up the tackles. He got a sack this past week. He got a fumble recovery as well. He's killing it, man. Pick him up.
Pick him up!
Jaguars were down their 2 starting interior linebackers in Foyo LeCun, who went on the IR, and Devin Lloyd. So Ventrell Miller stepped it up this week. The sophomore, the guy who was drafted last year, who I don't even think he got any playing time at all last year. Maybe he was hurt. But now that if Devin Lloyd and Foyo LeCun, if both of them don't play, this is going to be a guy to pick up and throw in your starting roster. I wouldn't pick him up if you're in super shallow leagues, but deeper leagues, you got to pick up a guy like this. If there's no Lloyd and there's no OLeCun for the next couple weeks, Miller's going to be a good pickup.
Pick him up!
If you're in a deeper league, Frankie Louvu might not be available, but he's only rostered in 8% of Yahoo leagues. There's only been 1 game where he didn't get above 10 points, and we love that kind of consistency. He got 7 total tackles, got a forced fumble, fumble recovery this week, 22 total points. He's been killing it out there. Washington, just in general, has been doing good on both sides of the ball, and Frankie Louvu is one of their big additions that they made this year. Him and Bobby Wagner have been killing it over there for the Washington D. Obviously, Wagner is a lot more rostered. We're not going to be talking about him. But if Wagner's somehow available in your leagues, he's a top-tier IDP player. And Louvu, if he's somehow available in your league,
pick him up!
Let's do it. Emmanuel Ogbah on the Dolphins. Only relevant when people are missing. But guys like Jalen Phillips went out. David Long didn't play, and then he gets more snaps. If you're on YouTube watching this, you can see it's the number of snaps that is here. It's not the snap percentage, okay, for IDP. They really need to fix that. He played the most snaps in any game that he's played this year, 54 total snaps. I bet that was very close to 100% of the snaps for the defense, and did solid, 21 points. He's got 2 games with 16 points or more. And if they have a bunch of injuries going into this next week against New England, I bet he's going to be a very solid pickup and someone that you can play at the linebacker spot or at the DL if you play on sleeper as well. Jack Campbell, first rounder from last year, who has been underwhelming for IDP. He's been a really good fill-in. Like this year, if you've had injuries, he's had above 11 points in 3 out of the 4 games. They go on bye this week, so I'm just throwing it out there now. Maybe throw him on your watch list or something, because he's probably going to get dropped in a bunch of leagues because they go on bye. Depending on what bye weeks you got coming over the next couple weeks, Jack Campbell could be a good fill-in. He's on the field for most of the time. It's him and Anal Zone out there who is getting all the work. Get in the zone. And Campbell got the forced fumble last night, had 7 total tackles and 18 points, and it was his best game of the season so far. So you know what to do.
Pick him up.
I got a player who's bringing the boom. Christian Rosenboom for the Rams. This guy's been killing it. He hasn't topped 20 points, but 3 games out of 4 over 12 points. And that's all we can ask for. If you're running 8 or 9 defenders, like this guy's, he's one of your last flexes, like more than likely. Double-digit tackles in the last 2 games. 11 tackles total in this past game. If you got some bye weeks coming up over the next couple weeks, I think Rosenboom could be one of those guys, man. So you know what to do.
Pick him up!
Now, this last guy here is the exact reason why you come here for your IDP information. Justin Schnad, something like that. He is the Alex Singleton replacement on the Broncos. He did not play at all before this game, and now he got 77% of the snaps right behind Cody Barton. He is the guy, and he had sack. Got in the mix, had 4 total tackles, and he had 2 tackle for losses. Ended up equaling 18 points in the first game as the Alex Singleton replacement. So again, if you have not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. If I did not mention their roster ship percentage, it's because they're like 0% rostered in leagues. Just a heads up for people who may have made it this far and some of the guys didn't hear the roster percentages. But yeah, this is why you come here. It's to get the kind of information like this that nobody is giving you. And there's the linebackers. We're going to be moving on to defensive linemen, and then we're going to be moving on to the defensive backs. Here we go. All righty, defensive linemen. The defensive linemen are like tight ends, where it's a lot of flukiness that happens. There's a bunch of guys who I could be like talking about, just like reading off of the top of the list or whatever. I don't do that. I try to dive a little bit deeper, find guys who aren't rostered anywhere, but find guys who I think will be able to come through with consistent work. First guy I got for you is Malik Collins. Now, he's not really rostered anywhere. He's rostered in 1% of Yahoo leagues. He's gotten 11 points 2 weeks ago, and then last week, 21 points. Pretty much, he's playing a good percentage of the snaps, right around like 75% of the snaps on most games. No Javon Hargrave. He's going to be out for a few games, so I think a guy like Malik Collins might be able to step up a little bit. He has in the last 2 games compared to the first 2, and he's had at least 1 sack in the last 2 games. They go up against Kyler. Kyler runs a shitload every time he goes up against the 49ers. Could mean another sack for Malik over here. It is tough digging through the weeds of defensive linemen, but Cam Hayward, oh yeah, go lock him in. Pick him up if he's available. Rostered in 7% of Yahoo redraft leagues, 2 games in a row with over 18 points. And there's going to be teams that are just trying to run on the Steelers because it's so hard to pass on them right now. They got Dallas this next week on Sunday Night Football. Probably not going to be the best game for Dallas. We'll see, though. Where are you Cowboy fans at? I know you've hated the way that the Cowboys have started off, minus this Giants game. But Sunday Night Football, here we go. I talked about this guy last week, Draymond Jones for the Seahawks, and it was because of Leonard Williams going to be going out. And last 2 games, at least 15 points in each of them. He had 15 points on Monday Night Football. If you can lock down double-digit points from a DL that you're picking up off the scrap and off waivers, it's lovely. Draymond Jones, pick him up.
Pick him up!
Here's the last defensive lineman that I'm going to talk about here. Dietrich Wise on the Patriots going up against Miami in week 5. 2 very nice games back-to-back. Doesn't play a whole bunch of snaps, but gotten a sack in each of the last 2 games. This is going to be the game to stream someone like this versus Miami. We saw what happened to Miami versus the Titans. Perfect guy to go pick up this week.
Pick him up!
And let's jump into the defensive back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Because the DLs, they suck. The first DB that I'm going to talk about, probably not available if you play in deeper leagues. He's rostered in 11% of Yahoo redraft leagues. Jaquan Brisker. Dude, he killed it this past week. He's the number one DB this week. 8 solo tackles, 4 assisted. He had the sack. He had the 2 tackle for losses. He had the interception. Like, dude, this guy was just checking off every stat on the stat sheet. And if he's available somehow,
pick him up.
Because, yeah, man, he's a dog. Here's someone else that I mentioned to pick up. Another DB on the Saints, Paulson Adebo. Dude, he only has, like, his worst game of the season, fantasy-wise, was 12 points in week 1, week 2, 21, week 3, 25, week 4, 37. He's got 2 INTs on the year. He had 12 total tackles in week 4, and 10 of them were solo. If he's available,
pick him up.
Probably not available in deeper leagues. He's rostered in 10% of Yahoo redraft leagues. So deeper leagues, he's probably not there. Your more shallow leagues, if he's there, go pick him up. Xavier Woods is the next guy I got to talk about here. I mean, you've heard about me talk about him in the past and in Dynasty and stuff. He's 0% rostered in Yahoo redraft leagues. He has 2 games over 13 points, and he just clocked 28 points in this past week. He had an interception. He had 10 total tackles. A lot of teams, they're throwing on the Panthers, and specifically in the middle of the field because their cornerbacks hold it down on the exterior. Xavier Woods, go pick him up. All right, we are scouring for the DBs that are not really rostered in any leagues. This guy's 0% rostered in Yahoo redraft leagues. D. Alford from the Falcons. He is their nickelback. He plays between 50 and 75% of the snaps. At least that's the way that it's been the last 3 weeks. And for the last 3 weeks, he's had minimum of 12 points, 12, 15, and 29. That's his last 3 weeks' performance. And the last 2 weeks, he's had 9 total tackles in each of the games. And this week, he mixed in a sack as well. If he's going up against a team that runs a lot of 3 wide receiver sets, like the Tampa Bay Bucks, which he's going up against on Thursday night, he's going to be covering a guy like Godwin, more than likely, because Godwin runs out of the slot, and he's the nickel. A lot of tackles. A lot of tackles. So I would say D. Alford.
Pick him up.
0% rostered. This is like a dynasty guy as well. Next guy to talk about, also 0% rostered in Yahoo redraft leagues, PJ Locke from the Broncos, playing a shitload snaps, 9 total tackles in week 4, and he had a sack in week 4 as well. Double digits in each of the last 2 games. And the way that the Broncos are playing right now, you're going to want a bunch of pieces on the Broncos. PJ Locke, here's one that you can get real cheap. Mentioning a few cornerbacks on this video, Carlton Davis III. I've been telling you about this guy since he was on the Bucks. This dude is a dog. And look at his points, 3 out of the 4 games, 16, 16, 25. He did have one game where he only put up 8 points. He's going on bye this week, so there's no real reason to rush out and get him. But he gets a lot of tackles. He just always has. Like the game where he got 8 points, he had 4 tackles. Every other game, 10 tackles, 7, had a fumble recovery in this past game against the Seattle Seahawks. So Carlton Davis, definitely
pick him up.
He's only rostered in 1% of Yahoo redraft league. Deshaun Elliott from the Steelers. Pretty sure I mentioned him a couple weeks ago. He started off pretty hot with back-to-back 17 and 15-point performances there. And then week 3 kind of cooled off versus the Chargers. Chargers aren't really a team to play like your IDP against, apparently, because like players do fluky with them on IDP. But he comes back against Indy, 23 total points, 12 total tackles, and a forced fumble as well. He's the guy over there. It's him and Minka Fitzpatrick. They're holding it down for the Steelers, and they got Dallas and the Raiders coming up. Deshaun Elliott, he is only rostered in 3% of Yahoo League, so you know what to do. Here is another reason why you come to the Hustler for the IDP news, because I'm going to put guys on your radar like Riley Moss. And you might be like, Hus, who in the hell is Riley Moss? He plays on the Broncos. He is the other cornerback on the opposite side of Patrick Surtain. And because Surtain is so good, they throw to the other side a lot. Here's his numbers for the first couple weeks, at least points. 22 points week one, 6 points in week two, 15 points in week three, and 21 points in week four. So if you notice a trend here, the trend is they're not going to throw it to Patrick Surtain. They're going to throw it to the opposite side. Three out of the four games, he has at least six tackles or more. 6, 8, and 12. Those are his three numbers for those games. And we got a couple people in the chat loving it because Riley Moss is a white cornerback. Elias said another white cornerback. Blue Bray said white cornerbacks rise up. And there we go. So this is one guy to pick up.
Pick him up!
Because no matter what, the guy who is number two behind a guy like Patrick Surtain or the most elite cornerbacks in the league, they're the ones who are going to get picked on because teams are like, okay, we're not going to throw at Surtain. We're going to throw at the other guy. And Riley Moss, he's that other guy. So pick him up. Last guy on this list, we're going with Isaiah Polamalu. I think that's how you pronounce it, on the Raiders. Mike Epps, the starting safety over there, is injured, ACL out for the season. And in his very first game coming in, 22 points. Teams are going to be thrown on the Raiders like crazy. Sorry, guys, if you're Raiders fans. Just like always, the Raiders offense isn't doing that. And that means that the defense is on the field a lot. And guys like Polamalu, he is going to be getting a lot of tackles. He even mixed in a sack this week as well. That's what got him up to 22 points. So if he is available in your league and he's only rostered in 1% of Yahoo leagues right now,
pick him up.
Let's do it. And you've made it. We made it all the way to the end of the IDP video. I appreciate you guys for making it this far. Hit that subscribe button at the very bottom. Fantasy Football Hustler, the site. Go click there. Go follow me everywhere. I will be your biggest fantasy resource this season, hands down. And I know that's a bold statement, but I'm a bold guy. And we win championships around here. So screw the rest. Come mess with the best. And we go live every single morning. Make sure that you guys are here for all of that because you can ask questions along the way of anything that's going on, whether it's waiver wires, whether it's start and sits, whatever. So hit that subscribe button. Turn on the notifications. And we got some videos popping up right now for waiver wires. Go check out all the waiver wire videos for the offensive positions. Even got the defense and special teams. But it is fuck team defense. Am I right? Put fuck team defense in the comments. Anybody watching this on replay. Let's get it. Peace out.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water. But we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.